Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Yes, I need to. It says that I had to call between May 12th and 19th to cancel this, but you guys already tried to charge my credit card, so I need this taken care of today.
Okay, I can look for that order for you by using your zip code.
I can't understand you. What?
Do you mind providing your zip code? I can search for your order that way.
Okay, it was order number 21334 and 21335. And thanks for helping me.
It's no problem.
These people are just slippery as crap. I don't want anything to do with this ever again. It's not even a real product. And I'm very disappointed in Costco for not vetting this company.
Okay. Do you mind providing that zip code? I wasn't finding anything with that order number.
I'm sorry, what?
May I use your zip code? I wasn't finding the order with your order number.
30028.
Thank you. And that first and last name, please.
Diana Harper.
Thank you. Okay, that'll just be one moment. Okay, do you mind verifying that shipping address for me?
5720 Steve Haven Lane in Cumming, Georgia.
Thank you. Okay, I see you started the trial on April the 19th. I mean, and attempted to charge 14 days after the trial, which was May 3rd.
I don't understand. What is the point of that? I mean, yes, those are correct dates. What does that mean?
Yes, ma'am, the trial was only 14 days. We were just giving you an opportunity to try the product. If you didn't
I had tried it. It broke my skin out. I don't want either product, the eye serum or the face cream. They're not real. It's a knockoff company, and it's just a waste. It's a scam. Now, I want it stopped now. I'm not waiting another... this says I had to call in three more days, and I want y'all are already trying to charge my credit card $100 or whatever. Stop it now.
Okay, I'm seeing that the charge was tried a couple of days ago, and that would be accurate for the start date of the trial. So, yes, if you were have to call us a few days ago, anytime before May 3rd, and let us know you didn't like the product, then you wouldn't have been charged the $92.90.
I tried to call. And you guys said I had to call between May 9th and May 12th. You wouldn't stop it when I called. You said, no, it's too soon. You have to call between the dates, May 12th and May 19th.
Okay. Then
you didn't charge my credit card because I have a fraud alert set up on this. They already checked and tried to charge, and I said I did not authorize it. So it's not authorized. Now, I want it stopped now.
Okay, well, I can try
and I'm recording this conversation, okay? This is my second call regarding trying to stop this. I want it stopped.
Okay, then just one moment. Let me pull up that previous call to verify that, and I'll be right back with you.
Thank you. Hey, it was on a different number.
Okay.
Ma'am, it was on a different number. I used my cell phone for that call. This is my landline.
Okay, and what would that number be?
That was 678-577-8975.
Thank you so much.
And I don't know why you have to do that to stop this.
Yes, ma'am, because if you did try to call to cancel and it wasn't canceled, then we can get that back on your card. So I just need to verify that.
Yeah, but y'all said you refused to cancel it that day. You said I couldn't cancel it until the dates between May 12th and May 19th. And then you tried to charge me $100 on my account instead of just the, you know, you're supposed to be able to try it for just the shipping charge. So this is very unscrupulous. You shouldn't have to verify anything. I want it stopped now. And, yes, I have called before. But if you need to verify that, you go ahead and do it because I'm going to wait. Because I'm not letting go of this. I need to talk to whoever is your boss and his boss.
Yes, ma'am. Sure, I'll be back in just a moment for you. Just going to put you on a very brief hold.
Thank you.
Okay, I do want to thank you for your patience. So, yes, I do see exactly what you're referring to. Since the payment didn't go through, I wouldn't have anything to refund. But what I can do is try to stop the payment from its attempt for you. Yes, and I did verify that.
Yeah, I hope I was able to stop it because y'all shouldn't be charging that until we've had a chance to finish the trial. But you're unscrupulous. I can't believe it's legal. I just can't believe it's legal. I'm so disappointed in Costco for letting somebody like this through. I mean, it's really, really bad.
Yes, ma'am. And again, I do want to apologize about that. I do see the note where you were definitely supposed to have the extension. I'm not too sure what may have happened there. It may have been a glitch in the system for you.
No, no, no. What are you talking about? What extension? I never said anything about it. What is that?
I see that you were supposed to have at least 30 days for your specific
trial. Right. But I had a bad reaction to it. It broke out my skin, so I wanted to stop it sooner, and y'all wouldn't let me. You told me I had to call back between May 12th and 19th, but I got my fraud alert notification from my credit card company that y'all already tried to charge me for some that you want to ship that I don't want. So how can that be? Less than 2 weeks, really, after I got it.
Yes, ma'am, I'm not really sure. The only thing I could think of was maybe just a glitch in the system. I mean, I do have the record of you calling and everything. So,
okay.
Yes, ma'am, I'm not really sure why they may have happened.
Okay, well, is it going to be... there were two products, two order numbers. Are they both going to be stopped from being shipped or charged to my credit card account? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am. Now, that first one, it will be stopped from being shipped completely. And that second one, that payment won't even attempt to go through anymore for you.
Outstanding news. All right, I'm going to save this number because you can't find this number. If I hadn't have saved this number from the day that I ordered it, because they told me you better save this number because I tried and tried to call in another way, and I'm going to report, I'm reporting this to every consumer company I can find. This is such a ripoff. So I've got a call into corporate Costco because this was, because I filled out a you know, whatever it is for Costco about my experience there, and then I had a choice of a free gift if I just paid for the shipping. And I don't think they realized what a ripoff this was when they authorized it. So I'm trying to take care of that, too. But thank you for helping me. Don't send me anything else by this Evair, what is it called? Elevair. It's not even really Elevair. There's another product called Elevair. This is a ripoff. This is probably nothing but foot cream. It broke my face out.
And yes, ma'am, I
so
definitely
have you got all that?
Yes, this account is canceled. You definitely won't receive any more shipments. And that payment of $92.90 won't attempt to go through anymore for you.
Thank you. Thank you for helping me, sweetheart. Have a good day.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling. You have a great day, too.
Well, thank you for doing it before May 12th.
No problem.
All right. Bye.